Peace of the Lord be with you. Happy Friday and happy eve of fall break. Yeah. Come on, get a little love from that. A couple quick notices real quick. First of all, we have some guests with us today. We want to welcome you to Hope College. Yes, yes. Awesome. Second of all, just as you heard, if you are interested in an immersion trip, we want to encourage you to take some time over fall break to pray about how you want to spend your time, talent, and treasure over spring break. It's not too early to begin thinking about how you want to spend that time. And those immersion trips are designed to help us immerse ourselves in communities that are really trying to think about how our commitment to Jesus and our commitment to justice intersect together. So we really want to encourage you just to pray about whether God might be leading you on that trip. And here's the final quick notice. October 3rd, right? For those of you who actually pay attention to my pastoral admonitions, I'd just like to say that the October rule is lifted for you freshmen, and we want to encourage you to go date away. But I got one thing I want to say real quick. I want to start with my Hope men. My Hope men, I love you. And these Hope women, they're amazing. And respect them, honor them. And one of the ways you can honor them is actually by stepping up to the plate and actually asking them out. Don't use Twitter. Don't use Yik Yak. Don't use anything like that, right? Man up, boys. Step up and honor them by asking them out. And my Hope women, you are amazing. I love you. And these Hope men, they're amazing. And you can honor and love them by demanding always, always the very best from them. Are we here? Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. October rules lifted. Have fun. Give each other some grace. Speaking of grace, let's turn to the book that we love, the bush that burns and is never consumed. We're going to be in Acts chapter 5, verses 33 through 42 this morning. We're caught up in the middle of a story, so I want to set it up and have some context for y'all. The apostles have been ordered by the council, by the elders in Jerusalem, not to speak about Jesus' name. Because every time they speak about Jesus' name, they're calling them to repent. And every time they speak of Jesus' name and call them to repent, the people do, and they're getting quite a following. And it's creating a disturbance in the status quo. It's challenging the normal paradigms of authority structures. And the council is anxious. And when people get anxious, they get angry. And when they get angry, they want to hurt people. And so the apostles, Peter and John and the followers, hear this, but they practice some civil disobedience. They can't not speak about Jesus. So they keep speaking about Jesus, about repentance, and they keep repenting, and they keep having a bigger following. So finally, they pull them before the Sanhedrin again, the elders. And this is where the story catches up now. So the scene is that the apostles are standing before the authorities right now, beginning in verse 33. When they heard this is Peter's response to the authorities, that it was more important for them to obey God than human authority. When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them. But a Pharisee in the council named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, respected by all the people, stood up and ordered that the men be taken outside for a short time. And then he said to them, "Fellow Israelites, consider carefully what you propose to do to these men. For some time ago, Theudas rose up claiming to be somebody, and a number of men, about 400, joined him, but he was killed, and all who followed him were dispersed and disappeared. After him, Judas the Galilean rose up at the time of the census and got people to follow him, and he also perished. And all who followed him were scattered. So in the present case, I tell you, keep away from these men and let them alone, because if this plan or this undertaking is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will be unable to overthrow it. In fact, you may even find yourself working against God." And they were convinced by him. And when they had called the apostles back in, they had them flogged. And then they ordered them not to speak in Jesus' name, and they let them go. And as they left the council, they rejoiced that they were considered worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. For the sake of the name. And every day in the temple and at home, they did not cease to teach and proclaim Jesus as the Messiah. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. I love this story. And there are three things really quickly that I want to call our attention to. Three things I want us to pray into. The first is Gamaliel, his leadership. Gamaliel is a teacher of the law. He would have been kind of, consider him as like one of the most well-respected tenure faculty in Jerusalem. The people are angry. And when they're angry, they want to do violence. It says in the scriptures that they want to kill these men. They want to kill these men because they keep talking about Jesus. They want to kill them because they've been told not to speak of Jesus, and they continue to do so. But they cannot not stop talk about Jesus. So they think that if they can just squash them, if they can just get rid of them, their problem will be solved. This is the long, sad human history of everyone, of violence. Most of the problems in the world stem from this kind of mentality, that if we think if we could just hurt people, kill people, it will get rid of it. But all it does is perpetuate more violence. Violence perpetuates violence. The council wants to do violence. And Gamaliel, this well-respected teacher of the law, stands up in the midst of this heated and charged situation. He stands up. It says he stood up. That's what leadership is about, my friends. And what I'm praying that you will live into, that you will stand up. He's respected by all. He's respected by the left. He's respected by the right. But Gamaliel stands up. Leadership begins when you're willing to take a stand and raise your voice. It doesn't mean people will always agree or like it. But one of the things that I love about this story is the courage of Gamaliel to stand up and addresses people. And the second thing that I love that he does is he practices wisdom. Wisdom, I think, is one of the most precious commodities in a community. Gamaliel, in this charged situation where people are throwing accusations like grenades at each other, stands up and raises his voice and reframes the moment and invites everyone to take a step back and imagine a larger context. He cites two historical references where people have claimed to be the Messiah, had followers but were killed, and their followers were dispersed. And he says, in this situation, here's what I recommend that we do. Let these men alone and keep away from them and wait and see. Gamaliel's wisdom is this. Let's pay attention to God and see what God might be doing here. If this is of human origin, it's going to fail, so don't fret, don't worry. If this is of God, you won't be able to stop it. In fact, you might even find yourself working against God. There are moments in our lives where we need to all take a step back in charged situations and ask ourselves the question of discernment. What is God doing here? And that kind of discernment requires at least two things. It requires patience. Gamaliel says to his people, wait and see. Wait and see. Don't jump to conclusions right away. Don't let your initial reaction be the source of truth you internalize. Wait and see. Discernment requires that kind of patience, but it also requires humility. The humility to want to be more on the side of God than on the side of all, what you think is right. Spiritual discernment means that we need to be patient, but also practice the kind of humility that is more interested in being faithful than being right. And in that moment, Gamaliel reframes, recalibrates that meeting, and they're convinced. And they don't kill him. They do bring him back in and they flog him. So they didn't get away with nothing. But I love that kind of wisdom. And I want to encourage you to pray into being that kind of leader. That kind of leader that can stand up and reframe a moment by calling our attention back to the practice of discernment. You're going to find yourself in times where you need to discern. And you need to help your friends and your community discern. It's okay if you don't know what's going on. It's okay that I'm not sure if this is of God or this is not. I'm not sure. It's okay to take a step back, take a deep breath, to keep calm, and to carry on. Well, there's one other thing that I love, but we're running out of time, and I'll just highlight this. I love how the apostles respond. After they are flogged, they leave the council rejoicing because it was an honor for them to have dishonor in the name of Jesus Christ. Sometimes you're going to find yourself, friends, on the wrong side of public opinion, but sometimes on the right side of the will of God. And when that happens, rejoice. Rejoice, because God is with you. Amen? Amen. It's fall break. Enjoy. Go in peace.